Well, Brad, as we look what's happening market-wise today, I think, you know, obviously the moisture that's been talked about, cold weather. Now, there is some freezing issues, but some say they've just closed down the bins. Farmers are just going to hold on to their corn for a little bit and just wait it out maybe into 2015.
You're to the point where I think that the decision, I think, by the producer is, you know, whether to store or sell has been made. Obviously, a large amount of them elected to store it. And now they've been rewarded with what has already been a pretty good rally post-harvest. The corn continues to, I think, impress me particularly. I think the corn's had even a better move here than I expected, that's for sure. Bean market the last little while has been, you know, actually pretty flat. In fact, you know, March beans are the same price they were at the end of October. Now, the corn, on the other hand, is trying to get up and out of here a little bit, and a chart that looks pretty good. I'm looking at an area that's about halfway back, Susan, of the whole move from the contract high to the fall low. Was also a gap that was left on the chart there, ironically, on 4th of July weekend, which is, as you know, is often a, you know, an access point, if you would, for the grain markets. You know, often we come out of there, either they decide that, I guess, the weather's okay and we break, or maybe it isn't and we start to, you know, some kind of weather-sponsored type move to the upside. So that gap and the 50% retracement happened to be the same, almost exactly the same area, same price. So that would be an area I would be very, very tuned into. That's basically 425 to 430 area basis, the March corn.
What about the disparity between FSA and Ag Stats right now?
That's part, I believe, I think you make, that's a good question. I think that that's part of some of the fundamental desire to be buying the corn here a little bit the last while. I think there's a segment of the traders here that are counting on the idea that because the disparity between the two numbers is unusually large, it's always different. It's always less on the FSA because not everybody's in the farm program. Not everybody, believe it or not, actually signs up. Some people are not eligible, and so then their acres go under the radar. But this year it's especially almost double of what it has been the last few years. So waiting to see if there's going to be some basically, obviously, lowering of the NASS, the USDA's arm that uses that number for the reports. And of course, that would be a little friendly. It would be a little less acres, a little smaller crop production.